This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is defined, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to Scripture. It's the gospel. There are no others. That's it, folks. You have to believe Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, rose again the third day. That's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Jew first, also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Well, we're talking from actually Hebrews 6, verse 1, the six principles of the doctrine of Christ. First one is repentance from dead works. Second, faith toward God. Then doctrine of baptisms. Then doctrine of laying on of hands. Eternal judgment and resurrection of the dead. Those two are in opposite order in Hebrews 6. Doctrine of baptisms, baptism in repentance, that's John's baptism, baptism in water by immersion, and baptism in the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus said that he had a baptism to be baptized with before he was straightened, and that's baptize the Holy Ghost in fire. You'll now get that one if we obey God. So, I think we covered almost everything there. Would you say?
I'd say so.
Hope I left something out. Amen. But last time, which was yesterday, we were speaking out of Hebrews 10. And we actually spoke the day before out of Hebrews 10, and it's about the new covenant, not the old but the new. Jesus Christ is a mediator of it, and we spoke from that. It talks about having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. We draw near thy. Prior to that, it states with a true heart of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. That's what works in a heart and purifies our heart by faith. Let's move on to Acts chapter 15, where Peter was speaking to people at the church at Antioch. No, I think they were Jerusalem. Thank God. And Peter was speaking in the 15th chapter and verse, was it 14 and 15?
16 no. and 17.
What?
16 and 7. Oh, no, 8 and 9. I'm sorry.
8 and 9. Yeah. I was about to correct myself. Right. Amen. And he tells us that what is required to deal with our heart, and that's faith. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, for without faith it is impossible to please God, and they that come to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he rewards them according to their faith. Not their words, their faith. Let me say this. Faith in the heart. Words coming through by the Spirit of God. is what God ministers to us. You know, a Pharisee is the most worthless thing there can be. You know what a Pharisee is? They think they're cute. They really do. Let me tell you what the Bible says. They're whisperers. They're wizards. Yeah. Speak in a small, quiet voice. Try to impress somebody. My friend, how you will escape the damnation of hell, I don't know. But I've met a lot of you. Thank God. Now, you read to me in Acts 15, verse 8 and 9.
Verse 8 and 9. 8, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
This is Peter talking about the Gentiles. Talking about the Gentile. Put no difference in the Jew and the Gentile. Gave them the Holy Ghost like he did the Jews. This is talking about the house of Cornelius. You see, everybody wants to make a preference. But you're not a Jew that's a Jew outwardly. But you're a Jew that's a Jew inwardly. And you're not a Gentile that's a Gentile outwardly, but you're a Jew inwardly. And your Gentile flesh doesn't matter, and a Jew flesh doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. It's faith. We just spoke Hebrews 11, 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Must come to God, believing he is God. They shall be rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, my friend, your heart will be purified by faith, mixed with the gospel, the blood of Jesus, the Spirit of God. You cannot please God just opening your mouth and saying that your heart is pure. Matthew 5 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We call them the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How is a heart pure? Purified by with faith. The faith of God. That's what God does. He ministers the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. The faith is a spirit. Galatians chapter 5. One of the fruit of the spirit is faith. Love, joy, peace. Faith. Faith is a spirit. The fruit of the spirit is faith. What up? One of them, thank God, it is a spirit. Faith ministered by the Spirit is a spirit. Thank God. So, get it straight. Without faith, you will never please God. It's impossible. Thank God. You have to believe the gospel. Mix faith with it. Then, you can please God. You can do anything you want. Act any way you want. Go through all the religious calisthenics that you want to put yourself through. But simple faith is what matters. Faith. Faith. Hebrews chapter 10. Romans, pardon me. 10, verse 8. Talks about the word of faith. The word is nigh thee, in her heart, in her mouth, which is the word of faith that we preach, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe he's been raised from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Confession what? He just told you. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe with your heart he's raised from the dead. You'll be sound. You'll be made sound. You know, so many people are so hung up on this confession message. I heard a silly word preacher say you need to make a strong confession in the morning so in the afternoon when you're getting weaker, you can still handle it. Good Lord, what's wrong with you? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead. Confess it at 12:01, 02:03, 01:01, 02:02, 02:01, 02:03. Now, confess. But when you're in trouble, do it before you get there. But if you get in trouble, just speak, Jesus Christ died for my sin, according to the Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. When you do that, you're speaking the word of faith. You're speaking the word of faith. Thank God. You believe that, what you're saying with your mouth, you believe it in your heart, you'll be made sound. Your purse will be made sound. Everybody needs a sound purse. Right?
Amen.
That is if you're a female. Amen. See, you need to get straight. You need to hear what I teach. Been at it 40 years. And to read my website if you want to know about the success. www.noeldavidson.com. Just get on there, run around, and see what kind of persecution I've received. And see, my faith failed not. Not once. No. Need to get it straight. Why? Because God's been purifying my heart for about 40 years. Takes a long time. Look, why do you think that's a strange? Moses spent 40 years the backside of the desert before he started. And he was 80, and I'm not there yet. Thank God. But I got my 40. Amen. Thank you, Father. Now, you got it? Your heart is purified by faith. You know why a bunch of you people don't speak in tongues? Because your heart is not pure enough to receive it. Now, your heart's not pure enough to receive it. You get your heart pure, purified by faith, and you'll just open your mouth and start running it off in tongues. You see, I require, God does, God requires you to believe the gospel, and things will happen. Oh, I know, you can lay hands on them, and they'll receive the Holy Ghost, but I don't think Mark chapter 16 says that. Says, believe the gospel. And you'll speak in tongues, right?
Right.
Believe the gospel. You'll cast out devils, right? Believe the gospel. Lay hands on the sick. They recover. Amen. Now, there's nothing wrong with laying hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit if God leads you. If God doesn't lead you, you're all in the flesh. Amen. So, get your heart purified by faith, and let's get with it. What do you say we go to Ephesians 3? what, 16 and 17, maybe? Yes. She told me there a few minutes ago.
16 and 17.
Good. You ought to read them?
Yeah. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
Good.
Can I go on?
We'll go on.
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
The only thing that was stopping you was your doubting. Now, strengthen an inner man. Did I say that?
Yes.
Verse 16?
Yes. To be strengthened with might.
With might.
By his
I believe
Spirit.
That word is power. Dunamis, I believe. Strengthen in the inner man with might. That's what God has to do to you. That's what he's doing to me daily. Strengthen me in my inner man. That's what he has to do to you. Strengthen you in your inner man with power. With power. Then next says that Christ dwell in your heart
by faith.
You know, that's how Christ dwells in you. It says in Colossians 2, rooted and grounded in faith. Rooted and grounded in faith. That's the key. You've got to have faith, friends. You're wasting your time if your faith is not working. You know why it's not working? You're not believing. You start worshiping God, guess what happens? If you don't have any feelings inside of you, it's because your faith is bound up. When you start worshiping, praising God, giving him thanks, guess what? You'll start feeling something in your belly. You know what you're feeling? Your faith rising. Yeah, your faith rising. Did you know? You say, well, I thought it was power. It is. And it comes because your faith has risen. And it's developing, bringing forth power in you. Oh, I wish somebody would have taught me this. Gee whiz. They'd pray 30 minutes in tongues and out and say, okay, that's it. Never produce any money for me. Where are we going next?
We are going to John 16:14.
John 16:14. Now we're moving just a little. Well, let's read it.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
He, being the Holy Spirit. We probably need to back up and read, what, 12, 13, 14?
13.
13.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you.
Right. You notice the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth? You're to have pure heart. You're to have a pure heart. You're to have power. But you cannot get into truth except the Holy Spirit guide you. You cannot get there on your own. You can confess until you're purple. The Spirit of God guide you in. Guide you into all truth. And the Holy Spirit operates in you through faith. You've got to have a heart of faith for the Holy Spirit to work. He works through faith. Thank God that He guides you into all truth. And when He speaks, it's the Father speaking through Him. And He does not speak of Himself. It is sin to stand behind any pulpit and say, Holy Ghost, take my lips, my tongue, and use me. Oh, my Lord, that is just pure doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief. It says, you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, not the Holy Ghost. Are you in? I'm not sure where it's at. I don't want to go to it. You ask in Jesus' name. You ask the Father. Well, let's back up to 15th chapter. What do you say?
It's 15.
That's 15. Somewhere right in there. No, I think it's over. You ask the Father. It's right here. You're bearing fruit. You have to ask the Father in Jesus' name. Whatever you ask, the Father in the name of Jesus, He will do it. Does that say that there?
That's
about good. Verse 9, 10. I am not reading the Bible correct. No problem. But you ask the Father in the name of Jesus. You don't ask the Holy Spirit. You don't ask Him for anything. You ask the Father in Jesus' name. You ask in faith. Nothing wavering. And the Father will do it. Thank God. Now, where are we headed?
14:23.
Oh, yeah. 14:20. Listen, what does 14:15 say?
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Oh, yeah. What does 16 say?
And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever.
And what 17 say?
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Dwells in you by faith. What's the next verse?
I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you.
You know what that says? I will not leave you as an orphan. Did you know a person that is born again and doesn't have the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues is an orphan? Do you know that? A spiritual orphan. What's next?
Let's see. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Go on.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, loveth God, right?
Right.
You see, you're phony. If you say you love God, you won't keep His words. You're phony. You're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. You say, don't talk this way. Man, we're just getting the new year started. You've got it. We're going to get you on the right road. He that hath the commandments of God, not the 10. We'll show you this in 23. He that hath the words of Jesus, he it is that loves the Father and Jesus. Read that verse again.
It says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
See? You keep his words, you love God. You keep his words, you'll be loved by the Father and Jesus. You see this? It's a mutual love. First, you believe him. You keep his words. You keep them. You obey them. You do them. You observe them. You adhere to them. Rely on them. Trust in them. Believe them. And he will, when that happens, he will love you, and the Father will love you. Glory. And then the great thing takes place. He will manifest himself to you. Once I was teaching this, and some loony spirit said, in a vision? I said, you can't eat a vision. If you need money, you don't need a vision. Right?
Amen.
Now, do I believe in visions? Yes. And they have I had them? Yes. And are they helpful? Yes. But I haven't eaten one yet. But when you're hungry, you need bread. You need some money to buy bread. You love Jesus, love the Father, and they'll manifest, they will love you. You love them by loving their words. They'll love you, and they'll manifest themselves to you. What do you think? How do you think that I walk? You know, I don't care what you think. How do you think I do all the things that God directs me to do without taking up an offering? Yeah, you know, I haven't passed the plate in 14 and a half years. Now, I haven't passed the plate in 14 and a half years. I haven't told you any needs either. Thank God. How do you think I do it? Because I love his word. I love the words of Jesus. They're the Father's words. John 15 says so. His doctrine is the Father's. And I love his word. And because I love his word, the Father and the Son love me and manifest them selves to me. What time is it?
We have about 3 minutes.
Oh, just enough. Read that to the black and go to that red one.
Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
Judas asked a nice question, you know what? How is it you're going to manifest yourself? Oh, he said, you love my words. Right?
Right.
You love my words. And doesn't he say, if you love his words, he and the Father will both come and make their abode with you, right?
Well, he says, if you'll keep my words. If you love me, you'll keep my words.
Oh, that, thank you.
Right.
Yeah. I'll just jump one word.
Yeah.
Because they make their abode with me.
Right.
Because I love them and keep their words. Amen. Finish that one more time. We're going to worship.
If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
You see, I've heard people for years, oh, I love God with all my heart. Quit lying. If you love God with all your heart, you keep his words. You keep his word. What do you say? Water blind boys, going to come, and they're going to obey God in song.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.